So our next speaker is Dr. Kathleen Healy Collier, who's the current VP of Business Line Operations with Regional Medical Center. She's had 16 years of experience working with Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, and she did her dissertation research with the Medical University of South Carolina. Her areas of expertise are public health, public policy, and public health administration, and she'll be discussing today Medicaid managed care impact on quality of care and readmissions for high-risk diabetic children.
Thank you very much. So this was a part of my dissertation, and I have my chair here, Dr. Jones here, to support me. I also had some assistance from the University of Tennessee as well. So basically, at a high level, there are as many as 3 million individuals who had type 1 diabetes in the United States in 2011. There are wide variations in Medicaid programs across the states, which you are probably well familiar with. No previous studies have holistically assessed the impact of Medicaid on juvenile onset diabetic patients and how it might and they had not necessarily controlled for race, age, or gender as well. So this is focusing primarily on readmissions and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but one of the points I want to make is that readmissions have been questioned as a quality measure in a couple of different areas, but the research has demonstrated that overall chronic illness in patients like children with diabetes typically use the readmissions as a appropriate quality measure. So the problem statement is that children, regardless of state of residency, deserve equitable levels of basic infrastructure and access to care. Because there's a lack of standardization across the country, there may be an adverse impact on outcomes and cost associated with high-risk populations, including those children with diabetes. CMS has demonstrated that Medicaid spending has grown. You guys probably all know this. So it's about 4.7% in 2008, which is 15% of the total national health expenditure. Chronic diseases like diabetes contribute to greater than 80% of the cost for juvenile Medicaid patients. So managed care models differ by state. We talked about that. All but two states reported using some level of managed care, and the national percentage of Medicaid enrollees in any form of managed care is more than 70%. So it's nearly half of the enrollees have some sort of risk-based plan. So the background, the way that I looked at the research were these three areas. So as I did my literature review, I focused primarily on research around managed care versus non-managed care, type 1 diabetes and DKA, and readmissions as a quality outcome. Part of the focus in terms of the way that the model was set up is to understand exactly what we mean when we say managed care. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. So more about the research. So again, the proxy measure, whether or not readmissions is appropriate for these types of patients, there were multiple studies that did conclude that it's an appropriate measure. Diabetic patients who were continuously uninsured were more likely to receive, were significantly less likely to receive their appropriate A1C and their clinical treatment. There was significant variation in quality of care based on the type of insurance. Young adults appropriately retained with adult services and clinic attendance. If they continued into their adult life, they were more likely to have less readmission rates. But across the United States, there were extreme variations in resource utilization and very little focus on quality outcomes. So the other piece is around the access to providers. So some of the research did conclude that there were significant variations across the country in terms of endocrinologists that were available for diabetic patients. In particular, one research model used the same database that I used. This is work done by Barry and his team. And basically, they had a very similar model. And this was across multiple different cohorts, not just diabetes. But in this case, 2.9% had four more readmissions. And the average days between these readmissions were about 37 days. So it was a similar model, and I wanted to bring that up. So the way that I looked at my research, this was a retrospective four-year study between 2008 and 2011. It was a cross-sectional design and included de-identified children's hospital information from 43 children's hospitals across the United States and 26 states. Included in that data set were 4,762 patients, with those same patients having 12,104 qualifying admissions. So these were diabetic patients. Just so you know, I only pulled Medicaid patients. So I was narrowing my scope down to only Medicaid patients who were juvenile onset diabetics. The study included inpatient observation and emergency room readmissions. So it gave us a bit greater understanding of the path in which they were readmitted. And there were multiple factors that were controlled for in the study, including age, race, gender, and severity of illness through the APRDRG, and the type, the patient type on discharge, and, of course, the state. And so what we found was that the simple readmission rates range dramatically across states. There's a lot of reasons for that, I'm sure, but statistically it was significant. We used logistic regression, and it revealed that overall readmissions were more likely for Medicaid patients on non-managed care plans. And those on non-managed care plans were 1.12 times more likely to be readmitted. That was using an odds ratio. For the overall diabetic readmission rate, race and age did play a factor. And there were also significant, they were significant factors. So primary insurance type was what I was focusing on in my research. And the way that FIS defines managed care is very stringent. And so we used their definition as our definition for managed care. And basically, it's when you have a third party involved and they have some basic level of risk that's being shared. And it's typically the third parties that we're all familiar with, the Blue Crosses, the Uniteds, that sort of thing. It's not your traditional Medicaid. So here's the actual statistics. You can see we're focusing here really on the blue area. And you can see that the non-managed care, one was the unadjusted odds ratio and then the adjusted odds ratio. So the key findings, again, is that you know, diabetic patients were less likely to be readmitted if they were on a managed care plan. And truthfully, I didn't really know how this would come out because you hear our managed care tools and utilization controls a good or a bad thing. And so I really had, you know, is there a difference, is there not a difference? So this was interesting. States displayed wide variation in readmission rates. Policy makers might want to consider exploring specific successes that are used with managed care tools, such as case management. When you have a chronic condition, many times in order to save costs is probably the primary motivator, but to try to actually drive how patients are seen and that sort of thing through case management might potentially reduce readmissions. More study will be needed to determine the full impact of managed care with similar disease cohorts. I only looked at diabetes. So the critical finding is that diabetic patients with type 1 diabetes on Medicaid managed care plans appear to be less likely to be readmitted within 90 days. And the state in which the admission occurred exerted the greatest impact. So there were a number of limitations. I know this is a busy slide. You know, the consistency of access by state in terms of the types of plans was kind of complicated to control for. Wide variation in terms of how all the Medicaid programs are set up. There is a little bit of a lag time related to these data. The FIS data is fairly well vetted in terms of what it means to be managed care versus non-managed care, but the interpretation at each children's hospital, you know, how much confidence do we really have? We're hoping that, that people had a consistent understanding. There is a definition, there's a data definition, or a data dictionary, I guess, that defines managed care. Further research is needed in terms of adjusting for risk factors such as the level of benefits, the type of plans, any copays. Some Medicaid, especially expanded Medicaid programs, have copays. Access to specialists would be different depending on where the patient lives. And I wasn't able to control for the education of the parents or the family income. Obviously, they're Medicaid patients, so there's some assumptions there, or other socioeconomic factors. So the other thing that, you know, these results don't necessarily indicate poor quality for these hospitals with higher readmission rates, but they do point to this relationship between access to subspecialists, appropriate medical equipment, medications, that kind of thing. So there's more study needed there. And there are several challenges related to generalizing these results across the entire United States. But I do think it provides some insight into how we might want to think about access to care and managing large populations of patients with chronic illness. And there was some difficulty to control for other demographics, which I just mentioned. So there may be some insights we can learn from these efforts. So thank you very much. And I know questions will hold till the end.